From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. What a difference a weekend can make. After 8 days of devastating declines, Wall Street rallied today in a big way. The Dow surged up after the opening bell and stayed there. It closed up more than 900 points, the biggest one-day point gain in history. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also saw gains. The rally follows this weekend's news that the Bush administration is planning to inject cash directly into U.S. financial institutions. In return, the government would receive an ownership stake. It's a strategy similar to that announced by the British government last week and a plan unveiled last night by the countries that use the euro. We'll hear more about those moves in a moment, but first to Wall Street and Jason Weisberg. He's a senior vice president of Seaport Securities. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Now, this is a huge increase. What was the mood like on the floor today?
Well, I would say the mood at the opening this morning up until, I don't know, about 2 hours ago was actually quite calm and pretty predictable in terms of it seemed like an average work day. I mean, we were up 500 points, and I realized that's a great deal. But compared to last week, 500 points is very small in comparison to the losses that were incurred last week.
Now, we're noting that this follows the news that the Bush administration is planning to take this ownership stake in private banks and private financial institutions. Is that strictly what's driving these gains, or are other factors at work as well?
No, there are a lot of other factors at work. In fact, what the Bush administration is doing right now really has no impact on what's going on now. What you are seeing is follow-through from a tremendous close on Friday, where we had we came off some severe lows where we closed just down 128 some odd points. The mood was going into that close, knowing that the G7 would be meeting over the weekend, that there was going to be nothing but positive stuff going forward unless there were some unforeseen negative events that would take place, mostly geopolitical over the weekend. And what we did see were that the European banks really put a great foot forward in bolstering their economic systems. So that, coupled with the G7 news and the tremendous close on Friday, this had to happen today. I mean, I realize hindsight is 20/20, but what you're seeing today is follow through from Friday, which was a strong performance based on the other world markets. And quite frankly, I thought we'd get through 1,000 today, but I think you're going to see this throughout the rest of the week. Not every day, but I think we're going to finish very high compared to where the indices closed on Friday.
Jason, normally when you see these kind of big point gains, I imagine that there'd be a certain euphoria there on the floor, but you say that everyone was relatively calm. Is that because people are worried about this big question as to whether or not we've actually hit the bottom?
I don't think so. I mean, we did see, I did mention that we did see excitement a couple hours ago through into the close. That was just when we went north of 500 points. And I think, people were pretty excited with the idea of maybe closing up plus 1,000, which has never been done before, if my history is correct. And I think that we people have felt that the administration, coupled with the European finance ministers, have done so much to put their country's muscle behind the economic infrastructure of the world, that we might have seen bottom. We certainly have seen a short-term bottom. And we do have an option expiration this week, and traditionally volume picks up in those weeks. But I think that the psychology was so poor last week that it just, as a trader, it was just panic selling. And you can sense that when you look at the tape. I mean, people were just throwing their hands up in the air, saying, "I give up," and waving a white flag. That's usually a sign that we've hit bottom.
Jason, good to talk to you. Thanks so much. That's Jason Weisberg. He's a senior vice president of Seaport Securities. Thanks again, Jason.